Merry Christmas! Welcome to the History of North America. I'm Mark Vinette. One of the best-loved Christmas carols sung by North Americans is Good King Wenceslas. A carol is usually defined as a song of praise or joy. The words to this joyous carol were written by Anglican priest John Mason Neal and first published in 1853. Neal chose Wenceslas, Duke and patron of Bohemia, as the subject for a children's song to exemplify generosity. It quickly became a Christmas favorite, even though its words clearly indicate that Wenceslas looked out on St. Stephen's Day, the day after Christmas, or Boxing Day. For a tune, Neal chose a 13th century spring carol, originally sung with the Latin text, Tempus Adest Floridum, or Spring Has Unwrapped Her Flowers. The music was first published in written form in Finland in 1582 as part of a collection of church and school songs. It is also used for another carol, Gentle Mary Laid Her Child. Wenceslas was born into the royal dynasty of Bohemia, located in what is now the Czech Republic. He was born around 906 AD in a castle near Prague. The castle is gone now, but there is still an oak tree there that was supposedly planted by his mother when Wenceslas was born. Legend has it that his nannies watered the tree with his bath water, which supposedly made the tree strong. When he was 13 years old, his father died. Wenceslas succeeded him as duke, but because he was too young to rule, his mother became regent. She was opposed to Christianity and used her new power to prosecute followers of the religion. At the age of 18, he overthrew his mother's regency, just as she had feared, and began to rule for himself. Wenceslas had received a Christian education and thus encouraged Christianity in Bohemia. A stern but fair monarch, he stopped the persecution of priests and tamed the rebellious nobility. He was known for his kindness to the poor, as depicted in later verses of the carol. He was especially charitable to children, helping young orphans and slaves. Many of the Bohemian nobles resented his attempts to spread Christianity and were displeased when he put his duchy under the protection of Germany and swore allegiance to the German king. The duke's most deadly enemy, however, proved to be his own brother, who joined the nobles who were plotting Wenceslas's assassination. His brother invited Wenceslas to a religious festival and then attacked him on his way to Mass. As the two were struggling, his brother's supporters jumped in and murdered Wenceslas. The good king died on September 20th, 929. He was in his early 20s and had ruled Bohemia for only 5 years. Today, Wenceslas is best remembered as the patron saint of the Czech Republic. His feast day, being September 28th, is celebrated by North Americans of Czech descent. The church he attended still stands, and Wenceslas Square, the shopping center of Prague, was the rallying point for mass demonstrations that led to the anti-communist Velvet Revolution of 1989. In the upper part of the square is a celebrated sculptural composition erected in 1912 of a bronze equestrian statue of Prince Wenceslas with four Czech national patron saints of Bohemia. Here are the opening words to the famous and beloved Christmas carol. Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Stand by me if thou
steps he trod where the snow lay tinted. It was in the very spot which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christians, all be sure, welcome and possess.
I'm standing at Wenceslas Square in the heart of Prague, near a statue of the Duke of Bohemia, affectionately known as Good King Wenceslas. A caring Christian ruler and patron saint of the Czech Republic, Wenceslas has come to represent kind-hearted generosity and selfless giving. And because these attributes are at the heart of Christmas, it's not surprising that Good King Wenceslas is also the subject of a beloved Christmas carol. The carol is based on a story set during a feast day shortly after Christmas. But King Wenceslas is not feasting. Instead, he looks out the window onto the wintry landscape and discovers a poor man gathering whatever meager firewood he can find in the deep snow. Filled with compassion, Wenceslas calls his page and tells him to bring food and wood for the destitute man. Then, instead of sending his page on the errand alone, Wenceslas leaves his comfortable home and goes with the page into the cold night to deliver the gifts personally. At one point, the snow becomes so deep and the wind so fierce that the page wonders if he can carry on. But Wenceslas invites him to walk in his footsteps. And as he does, the page finds strength to endure. Together, they brave the storm and fill the poor man's humble home with generous gifts. Aren't we all somewhat like Wenceslas' page? We joyfully accept the invitation to generous giving that comes with the Christmas season. But sometimes, meaningful giving, the kind that really makes a difference, requires sacrifice. And that can be difficult. When this happens, we can find strength as we walk in the steps of the Master Giver. After all, as he once said, "Whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant." This is why we honor Good King Wenceslas more than 1,000 years later, because he reminds us of the kindness and generosity of another king. One who also chose to be a servant, who lived among the poor and the weary so that he could give them relief. This is the King whose birth and life of service we celebrate at Christmas.
I'm Mark Vinette, and thanks for joining me. It's always nice to have your company.